Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Medal of Honor recipient David Bellavia is back in Western New York briefly and will be formally welcomed in Batavia with the key to the city today. Dr. Martin Moore is the City of Batavia manager. Dr. Moore, how did this come together?
Well, it actually came together as a community effort. We had working together with local media, the county, our fire departments, our local police departments, local businesses, you know, coming together, just literally the community coming together and wanting to welcome him home. It came to our office. They came and said, we would like to do something. So we called a planning meeting and said, let's go. We originally wanted to do it, you know, earlier, but David, of course, you know, with the schedule as challenging, as busy as his has been, it took until today to be able to do it. But we're just thrilled and happy he's coming.
Well, the key to the city, it's a big honor. And I think ever since Buffalo gave the key to the city to Terrell Owens, people around here have been even more stingy on how they give away the key to the city. They don't want to make that same mistake again. How often has the key to Batavia been given out? And that's got to be like one of the top honors you can give somebody.
It is a top honor. I'm fairly new here, but still, I mean, I haven't heard of anything in recent memory here. And I can tell you that as far as, you know, individuals earning the Medal of Honor, it really took something of that level of significance to have this, you know, the city council and the council president say, you know, this is something we really need to do.
So is it a key, actually, or is it a plaque? What is David going to be presented with?
Well, we're going to be presenting him with a plaque that has a key on it, but we also do have a key. So we kind of have both.
All right, so where does that key open? County Hall, the library, all the above?
I'm not sure if it'll open any doors specifically, but I think it's going to opens the doors to a lot of hearts. How about that?
Oh, that works. That's
pretty
yeah.
good.
Now, the public is invited, right?
Public is definitely invited. It'll be in front of City Hall at One City Center right here in downtown at the corner of Jefferson and Main Street here in Batavia.
Are you expecting a little bit of a turnout? Has there been some buzz?
There has been some buzz. We're expecting ranging, you know, from youth groups to retired military and veterans to ordinary citizens. I know that our state assemblyman and senator have said that they're going to be here, and so yeah, we're expecting pretty good array of people. And we have heard some buzz a little bit on social media, and a little bit honestly on the regular media. So.
What does David mean to Batavia?
I think he symbolizes some of the best that Batavia has to offer, to be honest with you, and Western New York has to offer. I have to offer that up because we hear and think so many times about negative things that happen, and then you have the feel-good stories of someone who has done things, you know, as bravely and as David has done in his military service, and just the kind of individual that he is. It's something that is really brightening everybody's day here in the city. It really has lifted the mood here in Batavia.
Yeah, I can imagine watching the ceremony and hearing some of his speeches after. That would make everybody in Batavia kind of feel a sense of pride from David being, you know, from that area, an area that doesn't usually get a ton of recognition.
I would agree with that. And I think also pride in those who serve. We have a number of individuals, you know, that have served well and valiantly, and it's nice to be able to see the spotlight shined, you know, on David, but also on the, you know, on the men and women who serve.
And it's almost like a holiday today, too, right? Because city offices are closing early because of this.
Yeah, we're closing at 1:30. We will open when everything's said and done and everything's cleared out, but we're going to let David take his time. So, we'll have the ceremony, and then he'll have his chance to visit and meet with people. I know that we're offering opportunities for those from the media and the press that want to come and talk to him to talk to him as well. So, yeah, yep, we're kind of doing that at here, City Hall. I have to put a plug out to our employees, though, especially to our public works and our police and fire, who are doing a lot of work behind the scenes to make sure everything's ready and David can have a special day coming back here.
All right. Well, it sounds great, and we can't wait for the ceremony a little bit later on. I hope you have a good time.
Thank you, and thank you very much.
All right. That is Dr. Martin Moore, the City of Batavia manager.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.